from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Norton Hurd IV is the team dad, director, and coach. Black Coach Association All-Circuit Selection Board, he did last year on the EYBL. We're waiting on this year, what the Black Coach Association had to say about their finish. They were one of the top teams in Peach Jam. Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. It's a very prestigious list. You can follow him on X at Dream Big Hurd and on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. He may have others now because he's big-time radio star. He's on all week last week. You know, John was listening intently, so was I. With Jeffrey Wright as part of Jeffrey and Company. Did a fantastic job. You were already comfortable on the radio, it felt like a natural just in your time with us, but I thought I saw an even more comfortable Hurd for five straight days with Jeffrey last week, a guy that really, really felt like he was becoming part of the team.
Oh, yeah.
Finding his place.
Yeah, Jeff is good people, man. Jeffrey Wright, you know,
pull that down to you so you can get comfortable.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Yeah. Jeffrey Wright, good dude. Know a lot about sports.
Yes, he does.
You know, all of you guys here, that's what make it unique. Everybody has their own way of how they give their sports analogy and things like that. So I would see Jeff a little bit in the hallway, and yeah. I knew had a really good relationship with Giannato and y'all too, but I'd be leaving as he was coming. So getting to know him that week was really fun. I feel like it was good chemistry and things like that, and we got let the people know a lot of things. So it was pretty good.
And John's going to have some follow-ups
because
he wants to know what you learned.
I've got a checklist.
What you learned about yourself and all that stuff.
I'll be giving away my questions.
Is there ever a situation where Hurd is uncomfortable?
You're talking about in life or
in
radio?
I'm talking about in life because clearly you've shown that this radio thing, unflappable, whether you're as a guest, whether it's as a co-host, whatever it is. I'm just one areas of life where Hurd walks into and maybe you are a little uncomfortable. Oh, this is a little different than what I'm used to. Because I don't think I've ever seen you rattled.
Yeah.
Other than, say, a game's not going. I'm just talking about in walks of life.
Yeah, I try to stay smooth. And I have, you know, friends, friend guys, friend girls. And we talk a lot and give each other advice. And I try to always look at things in a positive way. Mm-hmm. And I try to also look at things as like, everything not worth getting over crazy about. Sometimes
and anxiety.
Yeah, like sometimes you like sit down sit down. You can handle it in a unique way.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the only two things is, let's say me, you, and John Jay, we was meeting at like a restaurant or a lounge or something. Sometimes I don't like walking in big crowds of people.
Okay, and that's like John.
Yeah, like correct. I like you to meet me at the door. I'd be like, come back to the door or something.
Yeah.
I don't like to look for people. And I actually think I got a gift, and people have actually offered me jobs and stuff. I have to get to speak, but I don't really like in front of large
public speaking, large crowds.
Okay. So whatever,
so
like
up on the stage.
Yeah, that's a little different.
It
I'm used to talking to teams.
You're talking
like
to a lot of people right now, but you don't know that because you don't see them.
No, I know it because our ratings are off the chain at 92.9, and we do a great job with all our segments. I understand how many people are on lunch break
right now. They're not looking at
you. No, they're not looking at me. They don't know if I got a hole in my shirt, two socks, and stuff like that.
They don't know
that. We're giving them proper information. I say the only thing would be we all got, Thad and me are, all us, we taking the kids and family to Disney next week.
Wow.
And they have showed me some new rides that I'm like,
yeah,
I don't think I could get on that at this
Which age. One is that in particular?
Some that's from the Jurassic Park movie. It came out last year or something.
Yeah, okay.
It go over and be young, and I'm just not with all
the Velociraptor roller coaster.
I think it is.
Yeah,
I'm just, and it started off going 50 miles.
Yeah.
It's dropping you everywhere.
We're too old.
I think we might be the same person, man, because I don't like big crowds and I don't like roller coasters.
Yeah, up and down, but I'm not ready to get flipped anymore. I think my bones, they're 100%. Not old, but they're to the point they want to just go in the right direction.
Well said.
Well said.
Did you go to Mitchell?
Went to Mitchell High School and Walker Home.
Okay. Come on, Wayne.
I'm just confirming. Did you have like a lot of friends? Like, what was your life at Mitchell like?
Humbly speaking, I was one of those guys.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Let it go here. You have to apparently you have to school him on your.
I didn't know.
You know, this man came from Walker Homes and Mitchell.
I knew you came from Walker Homes and Mitchell. I didn't want to assume.
Yeah. Not only did I go to Mitchell, I was blessed to go to school with the second best player that ever played basketball in Memphis and one of the top athletes easily to come out of the city.
Well, again, you know.
Note what he said.
In history.
Second best player to ever come out.
To catch a leather basketball.
I see how this is happening. I see how this is unfolding. So I want to dodge a little bit here, you know.
He understands.
I definitely have been on the side of that. And look, let's just address the elephant in the room, right? Because there's a big elephant in the room. That is Thad not being, we're going to talk about it. Thad not being included in the Daily Memphian top 25 athletes since 2000.
Criminal omission.
Yep.
I acknowledge that. Okay. I acknowledge that. As soon as it hit me, I knew.
I saw his face hurt.
I said, damn it.
Like, damn.
We messed this up. And it was too late. It was too late to go back and fix it because the ballots were in. But I wish I could go back and change it. Because I personally believe that when you consider how many years in the league? 17?
Yep. 17.
17 years in the NBA.
Year.
Obviously, untold amounts of money in terms of, you know, and my contention is the NBA is the hardest league in the world to make.
Yes.
I truly believe that because how many greats have we seen come through Memphis and not be able to do it?
A lot.
I mean,
sure.
Giannis
a lot we
Thomas,
thought we're going to make
Joe
it.
Joe Jackson,
great
Chris
player.
Crawford,
yep.
You know, every you know, Jeremiah Martin, you name, right? I mean, they've all come through and nobody has done it because it's not just about being great at basketball, but it's also about being a great teammate, offering something on a professional level, you know, and I feel like 17 years in the NBA, getting there, getting a cup of coffee, one thing. Summer league tryout, one thing. Staying 17, that's very few have done that. And so that's why I feel like, you know, again, this is a ball.
John's with us.
This is a ball. I dropped it.
But not every Daily Memphian.
Jeff does not.
Worker is.
I mean, we can just say, and he can look. You can take this up with Jeff, and I'm sure he'd be glad to have the conversation with.
Okay.
But Jeff, his contention is just being a professional does not make you great.
Hold on, when you say Jeff, we talking about Calkins,
yes.
Not Wright.
Calkins, okay. Yes.
And my bad for us jumping this. I know you had a couple more questions for me.
No, I want to get that. I want to let you talk
about
this.
We can do that. I would just say for that, you know, for the Daily and Memphians who didn't vote for him, you definitely dropped the ball. We're not coming in here like a angry guy. We coming to you helping you, helping enlighten you on the history of my city and my sport. Because some of us might have been in Buffalo, New York, when this first happened, Florida. And so we was able to witness this. Like, we were all witnesses in the Walker Home community, like LeBron. We were witnesses. Jason Smith was there writing up at the time, the commercial appeal. John Barless was in the stand. You had Roy Williams, everybody out there.
John Barless had a ballot.
Well, me and John would talk, too. We're good friends,
I'm just saying.
Maybe you need to tell John about this if John didn't have him in his
Yeah, so I would say this. This not being biased. It's not saying friendship. The criteria don't fully make sense either who came up with it. It was either you had to be from Memphis, play for the Grizzlies or Tigers at one point. I don't know how we mix all that. Is that true?
It was.
Yeah, it got convoluted. You're right.
So if you played for the University of Memphis, Tigers. But you weren't from Memphis.
Yeah, you can get included.
Well, your pro career would not be included.
Because you have to be from here or have gone to high school here for your whole
but
pro career.
But this would apply to Thad because he is from Memphis.
No, I'm just using the example because other people I see on the list, you had people who would play for the Grizzlies.
Right.
You had people that was Tigers.
Correct.
And you had, I see high school guys on there.
Correct. Like somebody who should not have made it that did make it was Steven Gostkowski. Because he's not from here, and his college career was just okay.
Yeah.
His pro career would
absolutely
land in there.
You're not supposed to count what he did with the Patriots.
But you were not supposed to. That was not supposed to be eligible.
Let's not confuse him with all that stuff.
And that's not confusing, but to me, now it's not, no disrespect, now the criteria is changing from person to person. It feels like we're pushing back the goalposts. And I want to say this. Most guys on the Daily Memphian, I respect their body of work. I love what Calkins do. 9/11, he does a good thing. But on this one, I would just say we did get it wrong. And if it's a way to fix it, if not, not only are we talking about, I heard somebody throw all-stars in there. Well, first of all, the average NBA career is 3 to 4 years. This is Thaddeus Young, 18th year.
Yeah.
Thaddeus Young have scored 15,000 points in the NBA. That's more than anybody from Memphis, Tennessee that have played in the NBA before.
Period.
He has like 7,000 rebounds, 3,000 steals. I mean,
yeah.
To the point,
yep.
And then even if we mention his high school career, he's top 10 in mostly all categories, money made, USA. I'm not even getting the explanation of this.
It's a no-brainer.
And I have heard that 1 through 5 come out tomorrow, or it come out today or tomorrow.
1 through 5 is tomorrow.
It went 1 through 5 during tomorrow. I don't know if we Christians here, but we all always have a chance for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Somebody need to go change their vote. Okay, at one point, certain people thought they was voting for a certain presidential guy that just dropped out. Now we have to think
that
in a different
way.
You have time to redeem yourself.
They won't do that.
Well, but guess what? The preacher tell me stuff all the time. It's on me to do it. Mm-hmm. He say, here, you have time to ask for forgiveness. You have time to go clean up old debts, okay? So it's on you. So I think, because I believe in the Daily Memphian, not like I believe in 92.9, but right. I believe in the Daily Memphian, I think somebody will have a group call tonight. I think they will all get on the Zoom.
They've been apparently talking in the groups.
People want to do what's right in the world, and that's what we love about this great city. Look at the Liberty Bowl. We got to do what's right. We got to renovate it. We got to renovate this list, okay? And we got to upgrade this list.
It does need renovation.
And we, by tomorrow, can do what's right for the city of Memphis.
That's good.
For the people.
That's good.
And do what's right. And I want to make this last point. Do you know some of my favorite players, Carmelo Anthony, Dwight Howard, Lou Williams, and these guys? These are all-stars, superstars. They were forced out of the NBA. Thaddeus Young was still getting guaranteed contracts.
Yep.
This is something awfully special this guy is doing right here in our city that I think because he don't do a lot of interviews, he do so much giving back, he don't want recognition, and he just sits in. We don't appreciate him as much as we should because it's not fancy. It's not this kind of how I think me and Jeffrey talked about Tim Duncan, the greatest power forward, but he feel like people don't mention him enough because he just went about his business. So in the era we are now, if you're not on social media, you're not acting the fool, you're not doing fancy stuff, you know, it's like on the street. You know how many regular cars cost more than fancy cars? But when they pull up, people, this person got a this. And we just got to do what's right. Thaddeus Young, easily top five athletes ever to come out of Memphis, top two basketball players. And he did all this with a 4.0, good citizen, never got in trouble. I know none of that means nothing but from that stake. But, I mean, we dropped
proud son of Memphis.
Yeah. It's part of the case. It's part of the case.
You know what it is? I'll put the bow on it. It's because he's not the biggest part is he's not a Tiger. You're right. He's low key. He doesn't ask for the attention. But also because when he didn't play for the Tigers, a lot of people just kind of did this with him. And unfortunately, when you do lists like these that don't include him, it's not just sort of the fans, the Tigers fans that say, well, Thaddeus don't mean much because he didn't play for the Tigers. It's media then sort of forgetting about Thaddeus Young. And that's what's unfortunate about this is you kind of getting, everybody's getting caught. They forgot about Thad because Thad wasn't a Tiger, man. And here's an example of the media doing it. That's the way I look at it. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, we got to do better. And, you know, with everything, we have to continue to evolve.
Now, I don't know about top five. It's hard to get in top five.
Well, I'm...
Because they're going to have Mark in there, and they're going to have, you
top
know...
Top 10 at worst. Because you're talking about the second best basketball player to ever come out.
And certainly the best since 2000. That's your point.
Yeah, like, and with, and then with everything, you have... Also, this is just the 2000.
This is just the last 24 years.
So Penny not even on this list?
So you take Penny out because accomplishments right beforehand. So this is... Yes. It's a glaring omission.
He's borderline top five. But like with anything... We have to continue to evolve in life, and I think as great as our
media the way
is,
you're approaching it.
Media training, we need to continue to upgrade that every 6 months to kind of influence the media world with the city of Memphis people. And we just keep passing, and that was what was good about Jeffrey last week, a guy from MUS and a guy from Mitchell. We was able to pass information from each other.
Seamlessly.
He told me some stuff about they was doing on Poplar out here. I was telling him some stuff we was doing out there, and we was continuing to learn what was going on.
It was a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It was for five straight days.
Yeah.
Again, John, not the enemy here, because he's one of the accountable. He's one of the ones that's raising his hand and said, we got this wrong.
I can show texts.
But we can forget about him being in the top five tomorrow. That is not happening, and they're not going to redo the list.
They can right their wrongs. I'm giving you an opportunity here on national radio, local radio, 10, 15, 20,000 people. Listen, they're depending on you guys who got it wrong to get it right. So the blood is on your hands if you don't change it.
It is blood. It's bloody.
And one more thing. Love Calkins. Love his work. I got time this week and next week. I will come on his show. We can debate on it. I know Calkins usually have a really, really good, interesting take on how...
Well, former attorney, so you're going to get the... You know,
he can have all he want. I got more evidence on Thaddeus Young being the best that he can go... He can dig up the best attorneys in the world. He can bring them all in there that day. Mm-hmm. And I have evidence that this guy deserves.
He's going to have a hard time. I think you're going to win him over. That's what it sounds like. When he kind of couched it and said, I would have him on my list, even though he's not an all-star.
Yeah,
you've heard apply some pressure.
I think that was the biggest
My boy Giannotto leaving the Daily Memphis just act a fool already. You know, I know he would have.
So they could DM could just wild out because Giannotto's gone from the CIA.
I don't know. One of the best talents left, I don't know.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, I'd love to see his top 25 list.
I know Thaddeus Young would have been on that.
Can we sign you up for a Daily Memphian subscription?
Yeah, anytime I support it, I probably would have canceled today, but started back in a month.
take a minute, take a breather, you know, and then as our saying goes, come home.
Right.
You know, come home.
I'm there,
and I think this is home too.
I think it's home. I think you're as comfortable as possible, you know, and like you said, you know, it don't matter if you're black or white, you know, with Jeffrey and company. You know,
yeah, I don't know where that came from.
When I heard them on the radio last week, I was like, I was hearing the Michael Jackson song. You know, that's just what was. That's what was.
Oh, okay. Diversity is good.
Y'all just gotta go. Y'all gotta come with me, man. Y'all gotta take that journey with me. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes y'all don't be wanting to fly with me as Jason, but fly with me, bro. We'll get there.
We be wanting to be behind you. We don't know where you're going sometimes.
Exactly.
We support you.
We're right with you.
Yeah.
Just don't know where the hell we're going. Up or down.
Yeah, but did you die? No, you did not. We got there in one piece, man. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to your return.
Thank you for this.
Look forward to your return. You're the man, Norton Hurd IV. Real quick before we get out of here, USA minus 38.5 against South Sudan. Yes or no?
They should win by 30, right?
That's the number.
They got to win by 31. Do you like it or no?
On a bid, I would say no. On morally, I would say if they don't win by 30, because me and Jeffrey went back and forth on this, and he finally agreed with me, I think that they got to start showing more dominance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did it against Serbia now. I'll tell you that. I mean, that was as good as it gets.
Yeah, but
that's
then
Joker.
you had a Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
like,
he was
like perfect game.
Yes.
Nobody going to be perfect. So
I'm with you. There's
you
no excuse for this
out,
stuff.
And don't, let's not act like they're double-teaming Joker and stuff. We know what Joker was still giving.
He played him
the
even.
Business.
Yeah. Played him even. And when he was on the floor, it was a tie game. It was the non-Joker minutes where the United States took off. But they did take off. So we'll see. So you're saying plus 30.5 for South Sudan, but you'd like to see the United States do it.
Yeah.
Even though you don't think they will. All right. Well, we'll keep it on the record. He's Norton Hurd IV.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.